Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
So Tom became a Patriot, moved up to New England, and on the first day of training camp, that scrawny rookie famously walked into the owner, Robert Kraft's office, and said, "I'm the best decision your organization has ever made. Would you like a massage?"
Don't say that again.
Okay.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
1207, Cellini D'Amino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, 12 o'clock hour, brought to you by Wade Ford. Apparently, Robert Kraft, as you just heard, was off limits last night during the Tom Brady roast.
I don't want to put anybody.
The more I think about it, the more I got to tell you, nothing's off limits. You're at a roast, man.
You're thinking about it wrong.
If you attend that roast, somebody should have told Robert Kraft. If Robert Kraft didn't know why he was there, somebody should have told him. It looked like he had flunkies
on the table.
Thank you, Jeff Rancor.
I can't believe.
Thank you, Jeff. We will discuss this tomorrow when you join us at noon.
A nice Christian boy like Jeff Rancor is willing to say, go after the great-grandfather guy.
Jeff is absolutely right.
A little bit disturbing to me, Frank.
He had flunkies and toadies all around him. You saw him.
I know.
Somebody should have prepared him for what was going to happen. You're at a roast.
It wasn't the roast of Robert Kraft.
And Jeffrey Ross, boy, Kevin Hart was right. He was hugging and apologizing. "I'm sorry, Tom. They're only jokes." Yeah. As soon as he was done with his set.
Yeah, well, he wants to know that. Not that Tom
Brady. We're still friends, right, Tom?
Yeah, we've never been friends. what did he think he was not getting invited to, by the way, because of throwing that shot at Robert Kraft? How many times do you think Jeffrey Ross is going to be invited with Tom Brady to go anyplace?
Probably
never. So and now never, never.
Well, what's the difference?
Exactly.
You're playing. If you're Jeffrey Ross
at that point,
you're playing with house money. So you might as well just say whatever you want to say.
Unless.
I'm not done yet, Tom. Sit down.
Unless.
Now, back to you, Kraft.
What if there was a pregame meeting where everybody said, "Now, listen, I got one rule about this. Mr. Kraft is untouchable. Nobody goes after Robert." I think Tom Brady did say that. That's why I think he got up and said, hey. And then he apologized like crazy.
I think Julian Edelman had one of the more underrated lines of the night. He said, "Look at Alex Guerrero out there. You turned Tom Brady into a weirdo."
And Aaron Hernandez, of course, probably he took it pretty good.
Deservedly so.
Yeah. Oh, listen. There are no rules about him.
No.
But Mr. Kraft, yes.
We'll talk about the polar opposite of Aaron Hernandez and Matt Ryan momentarily, but I guess the talk is now the NFL schedule will come out next week. The thinking is it's going to be sometime this May. It's not going to be this week. It's going to be next week. They'll start leaking some games out as the week goes on. They're not going to do it the week after that because it's the Memorial Day week. So if you're going to do it, you're going to do it in the third week of May, the NFL putting out the schedule in chronological order.
Ask me why they're not doing it this week.
Why not this week?
They're going to run off the Tom Brady roast. The NFL just looked at the calendar and said, "We might be able to get a few more days about this. Let's do the schedule next week."
Very much so.
They're always plotting and scheming.
Yeah, Tom Brady was loaded by the time. Now, he's sitting up there for about almost 3 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes, and they're all drinking tequila. I don't know what Belichick was drinking. I don't think he was drinking at all.
So you don't think Brady, you think he was honestly, on a night like that, when you're only going to get one shot, you think he was drinking?
I
saw him with a glass in hand.
I don't think it takes much for him to get drunk, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So he had a couple of drinks, and I think he was buzzing when he went up there. He
certainly knows how to use the F word. Woo.
And he also said, "The NFL spent $20 million trying to figure out whether or not I deflated footballs. If you just paid me $20 million, I would have told you I did it."
Which is the line of the whole night. That's the zing, as we like to say.
This dog continues to defy logic. We'll go on campus in just a few minutes. Brian Boydner is the retired Falcons director of equipment operations. So he was the equipment manager.
Forever.
Well, he told a lot of stories behind the scenes of what type of guy Matt Ryan is. And I mean that in a good way. After a walkthrough at a local high school, they, during Dan Quinn's tenure, were called a trip to Green Bay, Boydner and his assistant. And Quinn told the players, "This is what you need to do. Go back to your room, change out of your practice gear and put it in a laundry bag before you go grab lunch. Well, a few players kind of threw things all over the place, and Matt Ryan stepped in and started yelling as teammates, saying, "Why are you eating when there's stuff laying all over the place? Didn't we tell you to pick things up? Don't just treat the equipment people like they're dirt." And there's, I guess, a lot of stories like that with Matt Ryan. At San Diego, his rookie season, game they won, the helmet malfunctions, the communication in the helmet, which leads to a delay of game. And Boydner has to go out and fix it. Mike Smith flips out on him during the game. And Boydner said on the plane ride back, Ryan pulls him aside and said, "Look, man, if I got you in trouble, maybe this was my fault. Did I do anything wrong here?" Who's going to do that as a quarterback?
Nobody.
Or as anybody?
Well, again, it's the stuff that you do when nobody's supposedly watching. And Boydner was there a long time, which I'm sure he had seen the other extreme of that. Clothes on the ground is probably not the biggest problem that he had with some players over the years.
Yeah, Jimmy Hay was the assistant there to Brian Boydner when it came to equipment managers. And I guess one summer, Hay's son Jake was a ball boy during training camp. And when camp ended, Ryan took Jake and another ball boy to Chili's as a treat. Who does that? You're sitting there with a kid. I mean, that kid's never going to forget that. Matt Ryan probably doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
But he's never going to forget it. When Matt Ryan came back and retired, I guess he remembered the name of the guy that was the custodian there and went over and said hello to him and thanked him. I mean, you know the name of everybody in the building if you're Matt Ryan, and that's what I think a quarterback needs to do.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you have to establish that you are the leader in that room. And if you can stand up and tell grown men, pick up your socks, what are you doing? Why does that kid have to go do the sock thing? In the case of, why does another grown man have to do this? He knows what his job is, but so do you. How about you don't make that part of his job today? Boyden, what was the sounder? Was it?
Sound the horn.
Yeah. That's
whenever they would win.
Right,
yeah.
That's who they're talking about. Who was that? Was that Dan?
It was Dan, yeah.
I don't think we have that anymore. I think the Dan Quinn stuff is sort of, a lot of it has been erased.
I think when Sean I think when Sean Ernie relocated, he took a lot of his file with him. He never forwarded some of that stuff that was in his file. Each board op, engineer, whatever you want to call them, has their own file.
Yeah, their greatest hits.
They're very weird and strange about sharing their files.
There's a
very
code.
Very provincial when it comes to their files, as Matt Lear just said. There's a code.
Yeah, I do think this. I don't think you're allowed to touch another man's file, right? Isn't that off limits?
You don't touch another man's file.
Yeah. You can ask for permission. Hey, would you forward that to me? Do you even know the Boydner sound we're talking about?
Nope.
Okay. It was a Dan Quinn thing, and this is who they're talking about. So it doesn't matter, but yeah, it was a Dan Quinn thing. We're past that now.
Yes, we are.
We got the Raheem Morris era is just beginning.
And I hope it turns out a lot better than a few others have in the past. Anyway.
Let me ask something. Winning a playoff game first, the Washington Commanders or the Atlanta Falcons? In the next, maybe it's this year.
I'm going to say for our sake, the Atlanta Falcons, because I am rooting for the Falcons to do exactly.
But that's not the question. Who do you think will win a playoff game first?
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Okay.
I don't want to jinx
them. They're closer.
Well, you would think. I mean, not that much closer.
No.
The Commanders had the number two pick.
Yeah.
And Browns Falcons had the eighth pick. But
a lot of people big thumbs up on what your Commanders fan, Stu, is. What do you think? You like the direction?
Yes, it's expeditiously
Whoa.
Better than what it's been going.
yeah. You shouldn't have chosen that word.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Who wins a playoff game first, the Commanders or the Falcons?
Oh, the Falcons.
Oh,
we were really, really bad last year.
All right. I feel better now.
Yeah, there was a mess there.
I think we probably flipped like 60% of the team.
Okay. All right. Man just said he follows him. I don't.
Today is May the 6th. Let's walk you down some big things that happened.
There's a lot of history rolling around in Domino's brain. Time to get some out.
Off we go.
It's the Week in Sports History presented by Urology of Greater Atlanta. With locations across the Metro Atlanta region. Visit us online today at ugatl.com.
So we talk about the Braves struggles over this road trip and how by September, we'll remember it in September because that's when the Dodgers are coming to town.
I didn't remember it was three times last year. They went 1-5 in six game stretches, so we won't.
A case in point, nobody remembers anything from a season, let alone from decades ago. 2010 on this date in Braves history, David Ross breaks up Scott Olsen's no-hit bid with a single in the eighth. Olsen had retired 22 of the first 23 hitters he faced. The Braves then rallied past the Nationals. The great Willie Harris gets a pinch-hit single to win it in the ninth. Zero recollection of any of that.
I'm sitting here like Robert Kraft last night, where I'm not sure. Maybe I knew that. Maybe it's somewhere I could pull it out on the right day. I wouldn't have gotten it today.
2011, Derek Lowe carries a no-hitter into the seventh inning of a 5-0 win over the Phillies. Cliff Lee struck out 16 in seven innings, but still took the loss. It's probably the highlight of Derek Lowe in a Braves uniform. This one I love. 2012 on this date, the Braves rough up Jamie Moyer. 10 hits, 6 runs.
So you beat up an old man, is what you're telling me.
During the game, Moyer accused Chipper Jones of stealing signs while at second base relaying them to the hitter. After the game, to say Chipper wasn't happy is an understatement. He said, "I don't know why he's so paranoid, but to be honest with you, every pitch he throws is 78 miles an hour, so it's not like we really need to relay signs."
If you're going to do it, if you're going to come back at a guy, let him know that you know who he is.
We used to have back at Radio Korea that used to do overnights. A very strange bird. And he had a relationship, a friendship.
Yes.
I don't want to misconstrue what I'm saying right now.
With Jamie Moyer.
And Jamie Moyer was up there, and Jamie Moyer looked like just some guy that, I don't know, worked at the golf club here of Atlanta.
You know what he looked like? He looked like the guy that just got promoted at your Publix, where his picture's going to be up there. He's the manager of the frozen food section.
Yeah.
Very unassuming. That's a great job if you can get it, but he looked very unassuming. He had, again, I'll say, you said he was weird, but the relationship wasn't? Is that what you were trying
to get across? Their relationship, they had a friendship.
Yeah, it was something, but it was...
But the guy was weird.
Yeah, don't go too much into it.
I'm not saying anything else.
I know.
He was just a very weird guy.
You and I had one longish conversation with him.
Yeah.
I was pretty out at that point.
So I'm trying to figure out how a guy like that, who's very conservative, turned his life around.
Yeah.
Similar to a guy that used to listen to us all the time in Keith Lockhart, who played second base for the Braves. Very conservative, straight-laced guy. We had another guy that worked behind the scenes with us at the old Radio Korea the same way. Goes and does with his wife missionary work.
No doubt.
And he loved the program.
I know.
I can't understand the how and why.
This is their dark side. And because they're not doing anything, they're just sort of dipping a toe in. Then I'm jumping into the dark side pool. You're right, though. Those three people are three really good examples of why they enjoy this.
What is it, knowing your lifestyle and your mindset, what is it that you enjoy about this program?
Are you not listening?
Bunch of heathens.
I know you're hearing the show, but are you listening? Do you know what's going on in this room?
1915 on this date, Babe Ruth had 3 hits, including his first major league home run against the Yankees at the Polo Grounds. Gaylord Perry wins game number 300.
Well, then he went back to the orphanage, I think, that night.
Did he really?
No, I don't know. He might have. He was really young in 1915.
Yeah, Gaylord Perry wins number 300. He wasn't young in 1982 when he beats the Yankees playing for the Mariners. 15th major league player with at least 300 wins. And we ran side-to-side photos of Gaylord Perry at the same age that Tom Brady is now. And let's just say they look different. There's a lot of contrasting there.
Well, relatively speaking, Gaylord Perry looked like he lived in the 1200s. Like a rough life.
Yeah.
Like a very, very rough life.
I think Gaylord Perry was the type of guy, but his arm never fell off, but he was the type of guy that working out for him was working on the farm.
I'll tell you how I know Will Ferrell was bombing last night. He went back 4 times to how good-looking Tom Brady was.
I'm falling in love.
He went back to that 4 times. That's the one-off. You get to the other stuff.
There was a guy, I don't know who it was, but when he was up there, Will Ferrell, during the Tom Brady roast last night as Ron Burgundy, there was a guy to the right.
Uh-huh.
Of the screen, to the left of Will Ferrell, but to the right of the screen, sitting up there on the dais, didn't crack a smile.
Not a smile. No, I don't know who that was. Was that a former player, maybe?
I'm assuming it was.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Not one.
Was not into the act in the least.
I stopped listening to Ron Burgundy, and I started watching that guy to see if he was going to give him a chuckle.
Nothing.
You know what he was? He was me. If you ain't earning it, you ain't getting it.
He never broke character. 1998 on this day, Kerry Wood ties the major league record with 20 strikeouts as the Cubs beat the Astros 2-0.
His eighth start? It was really, really early in his career.
And a lot of people will say that was the beginning of the end for Kerry Wood.
Well,
that's why we see pitchers being protected the way they're being protected today because of guys like Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor when they were with the Cubs back then.
It's funny you say that because people have heard about the Oakland A's and what Billy Martin did, but that was before. Like, that was the 80s. That was 80. We're not 79, 80. Kerry Wood is I think he's Patient X in a lot of the mindset of you can't do this to a guy, you especially can't do it to him young. You got to protect him from themselves, and we'll just deal with having the bullpen work more. I almost think that might have been Patient X Day.
Those are some of the things that happened on this date. When we come back, never mind Athens, this dog is taking over the world. We go on campus next at the Atlanta Athletic Club. That's where we are. It's the Atlanta Braves Foundation Golf Tournament. Cellini Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. a business owner is burning the midnight oil, an at-home dinner date is plating up possibility, and it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Super Bowl MVP, most career wins, most career touchdowns. You have 7 rings. Well, 8 now that Giselle gave hers back, but sorry, Tom. The only thing dumber than you saying yes to this roast was when you said, hey, babe, you should try jiu-jitsu. I think that was... That's gotta suck.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. 1227, Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, the Atlanta Athletic Club. That's where we are, the Atlanta Braves Foundation Golf Tournament ongoing. That was a part of the Tom Brady roast live last night on Netflix, and there are some that are offended, and my response to you is you've got every right to be offended, but it was a roast. What did you expect?
Yeah, you don't have to watch it.
Nothing is off limits. Nothing when it comes to a roast.
If you were offended and you kept watching, were you offense watching, you should have just bailed out and said, oh, this is going to be what I thought it could be, therefore I don't want to watch it anymore. Let me tell you something. She went in on Edelman right after that.
About Glazer, that's who.
Yeah,
that
about some jewelry perhaps he was wearing right there at that dais last night.
Can't say that on the air.
No. And how incredible is it, if you know, you know, how incredible is it that about 50 years apart, Elvis Presley and Tom Brady get done in by a jiu-jitsu man? A fake karate man.
Well, I don't know if this guy's a fake karate man.
Oh,
he's apparently pretty legit. I mean...
He's not legit if he's sleeping with a client's wife.
Well, that's morals.
Oh, okay.
Does he know how to handle himself? Yeah, I think he knows how to do
that. Well, they certainly indicated he kicked Tom Brady's ass a couple of times while he was doing other things.
Many times over, it was mentioned. Ben Affleck just came out and was angry.
I don't know what that was.
He was just mad at the world.
Is he back on it? I thought he was off it. He sort of was. He went off on fans, you know, the computer keyboard muscle guys. How some people, they did the commercial, and he's telling Brady, oh, Tom Brady, he's going to be immune. He doesn't have to deal with social media. He started to read it, and then he started lecturing people. That was a lecture last night is what that was.
It's social media. Nobody's happy on social media, for the most part. You're going to get criticism heaped upon you as opposed to praise.
But it just, you look thin-skinned. And quite honestly, again, you look like you were back on something last night. I'm not saying he is. I have no idea. But if you're going to ask me if there was anybody that needed to be tested for anything last night, it was him.
Looked like he had a lot of work done. Looked a lot younger, much like Tom Brady. I think they may go to the same laser surgeon, if you will.
I think it's plural. I think they have a couple of guys.
And Peyton Manning said, you look younger, you've got fake hair. Nothing, again, it's a roast, is off limits. So if you're going to be offended, look, did a few people go way over the line? Yeah, but again, it's a roast.
Listen,
that's what's going to happen.
Listen. At one point, somebody looked at Tom Brady and used the word beard. Again, if you didn't know that that was going to be a theme of this whole thing, I don't know why you were watching. Because it certainly had a chance to be, and it was.
The audience wasn't for you. What can be for you is a Live Nation concert. It's Live Nation Concert Week, and we're giving away each and every day a pair of tickets to any Live Nation. $25 all-in show coming to Atlanta. So let's give away a pair right now to caller number 6-404-231-1680.
Read that again. They're giving away, you can buy, instead of a ticket costing $90, you can get a ticket for $25.
That's it. All in. That's the promotion and what it's called. Over 120 local shows and amphitheaters, clubs, and arenas. For a complete list of shows and dates and to get your all in tickets for just $25, go to livenation.com/concert.
Can I steal all in and make it the new Falcons slogan? Because it's better than the other one.
It's time to retire that. There's no question. Especially.
You're on your fourth coach with this stupid thing.
Look, when Arthur Blank did what he did at the Pace Academy and gave everybody a day off and said, rise up the way that he did.
Yeah.
He cursed the franchise. And I think you have to bury it somewhere. You have to take a rise up sign and bury it somewhere.
Four coaches. This is the fourth coach that's going to be dealing with rise up as you walk through the hallways. Rise up, coach. Rise up, Tommy. Or wherever it is. I don't know who's walking the halls.
Well, the time is now, you're right, to come up with a new slogan. In the meantime, the two loneliest teams in college football have apparently found a home. That story in about 5 minutes.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
I heard the guys in the locker room ask a question this morning. We'll get to the campus stuff in a second. How would you do at a roast? Because, yeah, as long as you went last. But if you didn't go last, you wouldn't want to be.
I did one roast, and I think I did pretty well. Matt Edgar, when he retired at Radio Korea.
No, but I'm saying
I took
you,
the dais at that roast, okay. And I got everybody in the room.
Okay. If you, though, if you didn't get last shot, I don't think you would agree to do it. You need last shot. You get last up. So you want to be the home team at a roast.
Well, I can't really, unless I'm getting roasted, I can't go last.
No, that's what I mean. You wouldn't do it. If they told you you had to take it, you don't get your rebuttal at the end. You're not doing it.
No, I think I'd still do it.
You wouldn't be good at it.
I would just know going in, I'm going to get raked over the coals, and there's a lot of material there. There's a lot to use.
Okay.
I get that.
You think you'd be okay with it?
I think I would.
I don't. I think you hold the grudge. I think relationships would never be
I think
the same.
I would want to go later so I can base some of my material off of what I've heard.
I'm telling
you. I don't know if I want to go last.
You don't get a stand-up. You don't get a moment. They're just everybody where we work, when we bring in friends, they get to blast you. But you get no rebuttal. You're not doing that. Because here's the problem. I would tell you don't do it. Like somebody should have told Tom Brady. You're going to change relationships. You will never look at certain people the same way again. And you're not going to be able to help yourself. And you're going to make sure you get them back in your own little way. That's all. I don't think you'd be a good candidate.
I can't remember who was saying what, but at one point Tom Brady did do the old, all right, stop.
Yeah.
They were on one topic.
Bill Belichick had a whistle where he was like, okay, we have to stop it there. He had a flag.
He threw the challenge flag. This is the Bill Belichick I told you we were going to see.
I know. I can't believe it.
He was on the dais, and he got roasted. Bill Belichick.
You want to run up the hill?
How about Gronk going after him?
I guess I'll go run up the hill.
They asked this morning who would be good at it, who would be able to take it. I don't think you'd be good at it.
I think I'd be a good roaster, but taking it, I don't know.
You're the lowest. You're the cheapest shot artist in the history of cheap shots.
That's why I'd be good at it.
Yeah, but you, I don't think you'd take it very well. Like jokes about the first and the 15th, I think you're sort of over those. You'd have to cut a little bit deeper.
Yeah, and what are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing that hasn't been said to me over the years.
But you're gonna remember all
Getting
of it.
Getting on strip clubs, kids every place. So what are you going to say about me that I haven't said already?
Okay. All right. I disagree with you. Well, I don't think you'd be good at it.
We'll never know. Or maybe we will somewhere down the line. I don't know. This is what I do know. Charlie Condon of Georgia made more home run history on Sunday. The second place slot of all time.
He won't stop.
You talk about single season home runs, 33. He is now tied with Jack Caniglione. Is that how you say his name? From Florida, who had accomplished that feat, 33 home runs last year in 71 games. Condon has done it in 47 games.
Yeah,
now, Brandon Larsen leads the SEC, the single-season record that he set in 97 with 40, but that was prior to them changing the bats.
Oh, listen, go look at what led the country just a handful of years ago. They've changed everything. I don't feel bad. Scouts are going to now have to work through the bats that these guys are using because this is not, you're not scouting the same way.
So this is a kid that went to Walker. This is a kid that nobody really wanted, walked on at Georgia. And now most likely, Chris, he's going to be the top overall pick in the amateur draft. He's going to go to the Guardians, who've got the number one overall pick.
So I don't know. Sometimes there's a pitcher we've never heard of, a high school kid. Maybe there's a college guy. But I'm just telling you, you have to evaluate him differently with these numbers, with these bats. And maybe the baseball's been goofed up, too. Because we went, I don't know if Adam is there. I think I went back and looked at 2014, 15, 16. 9 home runs might have led the nation. I'm not telling you that was great to scout. This is a little bit more difficult to scout.
So he's got 33. He's now homered as well in 7 straight games with these dead bats. They changed everything in 2011.
2011?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember there were a few years.
The BB Corps bats.
Okay. I remember in 11, whatever year it was, watching the College World Series, and they would throw up 9 home runs, and he said he led the team in the conference. I'd be like, what team in what conference? That doesn't seem real. It was so low.
I think I have 12 BB Corps bats in my garage right now.
Well, you know what you should do? Donate them on a Saturday morning. Bring them here to the Braves Foundation. Bring him to Austin Riley's golf tournament. Provided, you know what that one really is.
Here we go.
Just show up on the right day.
Which is where I thought we were today. Jacob Eason, remember him? He's in Green Bay's rookie minicamp. Fourth-round pick of the Colts in 20. Third-string quarterback as a rookie. Was a backup. He only played in a couple of games. Both against the Rams as an injury replacement. Seahawks, Panthers, Niners. Been all over the place. Giants.
How many rosters has he been on? Like, I know he's been in camps. That's different than being on a roster. How many different rosters has he been on?
Well, he spent time with all those teams that I just mentioned, and this is why none of us know anything, because remember, he was the big thing coming into Georgia.
He's going to be the number
one. The big thing.
He's going to be the number one overall pick, just like Matthew Stafford. That's what everybody said. 2020, how many teams are on that list?
Let's see. Colts, Seahawks, Panthers, Niners, Giants, and now the Packers.
That's more teams than years. That's more teams than years. So that's a guy who had a lot of talent coming out of high school.
And Jake Fromm beat him out. He got hurt. Much like JT Daniels, yeah, he got hurt, and it was never the same for him. They just have two quarterbacks on their roster. Jordan Love is going to get paid, and Sean Clifford, so maybe he has a chance to stick up there in Green Bay. The so-called Pac-2 of Oregon State and Washington State, I guess, are going to have a place to call home when it comes to television. The schools are finalizing deals with Fox and the C-Dub for the 24 season. The contract's going to cover the home games. The two schools' road games will air on the broadcast partners of the home teams there. The Pac-12 Network, which does still exist, apparently, because they're going to produce the 10 games airing on the CW, which doesn't have its own production team.
What do you think the morale is over at the Pac-12 Network? How do you think they're doing over there?
Oh, sky high, I would imagine.
Nick, this is a Power 5 conference that's only going to televise home games. And they're going to basically have NFHS. Do you know what that is? That's the high school network that I watch soccer games on and some baseball games on. It basically is coming down to that. When you go to somebody else's ballpark, they'll have cameras set up. And maybe if you pay $9.99 a month, you can actually watch the team play. That is so high school.
That's how Wiley Ballard got his start. Did you see Wiley running on the beach over the weekend? Where is this coming from?
I don't know.
I spent most of my day and night chasing the dragon, actually.
I mean, that's what he said to us on Friday. He played into the joke. Who is this person?
There's nobody.
I've never seen this side.
There's nobody at Westminster right now that absolutely recognizes this guy. Plus, he got the don't tell me. I know. He got the fancy haircut, too. I don't know if you noticed.
Well, you have to. You're doing television. You have to.
He's sort of looking like a ladies' man. And by the way, I also heard that. Are people trying to set him up now? Have you heard about this? I think what should happen on the network, on the broadcast, is they should let Wiley swipe left and right there on TV. I'm not even kidding. Amanda, have you done anything with the, he's single, right? I don't want to get into
it. I don't know if he is or he isn't.
Do you know if Wiley Ballard's single? You're in charge of our social. Do you know and not know? Would you ever try to play set up with Wiley if he was willing to play along? Yeah, she said definitely. I don't want to get you in trouble with other people in the media.
I'm pretty sure he's spoken for, though, Chris.
I don't think that's true.
I'll find out.
I don't think that's true. Now, does he have to play the game like Elvis did? I'm not married. I'm not married. John Bon Jovi, I'm not married. Like, for a while,
John,
you had to do that.
For years.
Right, I'm not married. All right, we'll find out if he's truly single. Amanda, again, I'm not telling you what to do, because Lord knows you love your X's and O's. I know you love your X's and O's, but I don't want to have any of that happen. We spent too much time with the Tom Brady Rose, too.
Who says that?
People on X's and O's.
Talk sports. That game.
Those people, yeah.
Yeah. It was offensive, I tell you. That gang probably doesn't want to hear us talk about it either. But I'm going to keep watching, but I'm offended, but I'll keep watching.
There might be a non-offensive joke coming, and I'm going to be here for it. I've invested this much time. What do you think of Nikki Glaser?
Like,
could you date her? Like, knowing that that's how she thinks?
No.
No way.
She's judging me 24/7.
Absolutely. She's looking for material.
It would be like dating me.
It's always about material.
And I hate myself.
Yeah.
So I can't date myself.
Everything you do is about material.
Everything.
Or text to me.
I can't.
Or text to me. You, by the way, you might have set a new record. You might have set a new record this weekend. There were six different bums associated with in and around the city of Atlanta that you had a problem with this weekend.
I don't want to be
a very high number.
I don't want to be wired this way. I just am. Everything is material. You know what I was doing over the weekend on Saturday as the Braves and Dodgers were playing? The kids were at the house. I was playing blackjack with them. I was teaching them how to play blackjack.
That's nice.
They play Grand Theft Auto, so they started seeing blackjack on there, and they were like, come on, teach us how to play. I was the dealer.
You do know you don't even know how to play blackjack.
Of course I know how to play blackjack.
You know the rules. But you're frustrated. You're a frustrated blackjack player. Well, you're a frustrated gambler.
I figured out that my son is a frustrated gambler because he was asking me, you know, the five and the six are the bus cards.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I told him to stay. Well, the dealer always wins eventually, right? The dealer is going to get hot.
So he threw it right back in your face.
He said, I'm never going to ask you what to do again.
Oh,
this is not my fault.
You know, he was talking big picture, life. He was talking about life.
No, he was like me when when I'm in Vegas or any casino.
Just pissed at everybody.
And I start blaming the dealers.
Well, no, you know
he was blaming me. Like, it was my fault.
I'm going to tell you what's amazing.
I said, son, there's a reason there's casinos everywhere and they don't close.
Yeah. Here is Nick Cellini at a casino. And this is amazing. Because some people just push their anger to people at the table. Some people push their anger at the dealer. He pushed his anger at the table, the dealer, the pit boss,
everybody.
And maybe somebody who walks by. That guy had to walk by right then.
Yeah.
Got to walk by right then. What? Like, even I'm sort of amazed.
What does this guy want? There's a million places for him to stand. He's got to stand over here. Sir, I'm just...
By the way, we have a friend...
I'm just passing through.
We have a friend who just asked a question, and he's going to be coming in studio. He bid on us to come do lunch. And
gotcha.
I don't think I need to give his name. Porter Payne.
But no names.
Who does Nick want to raise money for? What organization? Let's do it. Let's roast to big money. I don't think it'll end well.
Anybody can bankroll something. It's that guy.
Yeah, I don't think it'll end well. That's the only point. I don't think it'll end well. I'm not saying a multiple of people will be arrested, but there's a chance it wouldn't end well.
But I know everything that's going to come my way. There's nothing I don't know.
I think the accumulation of it in a short amount of time could do you in.
Riding coattails.
Well, what would be the first
everywhere.
Line? You know, this is long overdue, Vince.
Yeah, that,
this is long overdue.
I know what's coming my way.
All right.
If you think it's a good cause, then we can do something with it.
What if we played This Is Your Life and brought a couple of your old friends out? No, not your guy friends. Just like, here she is, here she is, here she is.
I don't know how that would
happen. Yeah, exactly. It's not going to go well. You better send your wife out of the country if this ever happens.
That would really be something.
Yeah, so it's not going to... Am I right then? It's not going to go well.
Well, if you're going to win...
What was the name of the strip club in Cleveland? What was the best one?
Tiffany's.
Yeah. Hey, all the way from Tiffany's in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
We start bringing out one, two, three.
I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
I don't even know if that place was still open. Listen, it was a long time ago. I had hair back then. It was so long. So a South Carolina court has ordered the ACC to turn over documents about its agreements with ESPN. How ugly is this thing going to get when all of a sudden...
It's incredible. They're fighting over what state they should actually hear this in because they think that'll give an advantage over one to the other. What if you're telling me the contract is no good, I need to know what you also said about the contract.
So this is the Clemson side. Don't forget Florida State's also involved. So right now they're dealing with Clemson, trying to get out of this ACC deal. But the question is, where do they go?
I'm telling you that there might be something that's as ironclad as this one supposedly is, maybe. I'm not so sure. Look, we work in a state now where they just said there's no more non-competes. So could somebody now say, well, hold on. You got coaches who are leaving. You got teams who are leaving. Why couldn't this team actually just work out what's best for them? If you're telling me it's an ironclad, why have we allowed other people to move around in and around this conference? I'm not telling you. I'm not an attorney. But that's the type of stuff that it's going to get into. No, it'll almost be roast-like when people are going to absolutely be calling people a lot of names.
Which, again, I hope everything, much like the Tom Brady
is televised.
I want to see it. I want to see it all.
I want to see Commissioner squirm.
Yeah, you were ahead of the curve on that one. You want to see everything play out before
your
very own eyes. Hey, don't forget, we referenced Amanda earlier, the 680 The Fangirl, our brand-new social media sports content tailored to the ladies. Less X's and O's, more lifestyle-driven sports content. The 680 Fangirl page is curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fangirl today. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
No, here's what I don't understand. So isn't the Tom Brady roast part of what we're talking about here? How good did Tom look? How bad did Jeff Ross look? What about Bill Belichick? I mean, I'm not even kidding about this. I'm not trying to be sly. That's what we're talking about. There are people who enjoy the things that go beyond what was the final score.
Yes.
Matt Chernoff enjoys it a lot. He's everybody's girlfriend, and he admits it at least. Like, he likes lifestyle stuff as much as my wife or any other woman I've ever been around.
I'm going to say something very controversial on that topic.
Yeah.
I think Drew Bledsoe looked just as good as Tom Brady.
He looked good. He knew what to wear.
Looked like Anthony Michael Hall a little bit.
He was in the don't do that. He looks better than that.
But
he
that's looked, who
I know.
If you would,
if Anthony Michael Hall grew up more handsome,
if you were to tell me that they are brothers, I would buy it.
He has his wine. He got his plug in. That was brilliant. He looked good. Listen, if you're Drew Bledsoe, do you show up if you're fat with no hair?
No,
I wouldn't. Because then you're just added to the list. You can talk about a lot of things. Me almost getting killed on the field. There were a couple of jokes about that. Goodness. But at the end of the day, if you look the way you're doing, I think he's got a 28-year marriage, as he said. He owns a winery. If he was fat and bald, do you think he shows up to that? And penniless, or close to it.
No.
He's not there. I decline. That's what he would have said.
Life
would
be a lot worse.
No.
You made a lot of money. I'm assuming you invested your money wisely in the wine company, the vineyard that you have.
We've had him on. We enjoyed it.
Yeah. And you got a Super Bowl ring.
A Super Bowl ring.
So life could be a lot worse. You could be Randy Moss, as everybody said last night.
Putin has a ring and you don't.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know about Randy Moss.
Very, very true. Whenever a guest does join us, they join us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Are you brave enough to take that first step like Tom Brady was? If you are, consult the fine divorce attorneys at Hobson and Hobson at areyoubraveenough.com. When we come back, how a podcast request leads to a network ban. We're here at the Atlanta Athletic Club, the Atlanta Braves Foundation Golf Tournament ongoing. Here on your home of the Braves, the flagship for Braves baseball. It's Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Speaking of Tom and I dating, I know there were some rumors that we were, but I do know it would never work out. An ex-athlete, high cheekbones, silky hair. You remind me too much of my stepdad now.
Yeah, yeah, look what happened to Bruce.
Thanks, bud. 1253, Domino, the Fan, 680 of 93.7.
I'm going to tell you something. We've gone to another level of not caring about context. We just tag stuff onto the end of other stuff.
Absolutely.
And just, again, you guys will sort it out. Figure it out. Good luck to you.
The Atlanta Athletic Club is where we are. The Atlanta Braves Foundation Golf Tournament ongoing. Want to thank everybody for having us here. Speaking of the Braves, a reason to breathe and a reason to panic when it comes to the Braves. We'll talk about that a little past the top of the hour. Now, I think we played the Patrick Beverly cut last week as they get eliminated, the Bucks, from the postseason. And Melinda Adams, the ESPN producer, tries to get some sound from him afterwards. He says, "You're not subscribed to my pod, and I'm not going to talk to you." And he kind of brushes her off.
He tells her again.
Pushes the microphone away. I guess ESPN management has now banned Patrick Beverly from making any guest appearances on any studio shows. Now,
his side says there's no such ban in play. He did try to, or he did apologize.
He apologized to her personally.
Yeah.
He apologized to everybody on social media, saying he's got some things to work on. So he's not proud of it. And Melinda Adams really let him off the hook. She said, "I want to thank everybody, the Bucks, Patrick, they all reached out to apologize, and I appreciate it, and I accept it."
It's one thing to be pissed off in a post game, and you don't like a question. You kind of have to sit there and take it. But this was new world. You don't pay me for my podcast, therefore I don't speak to you. Now look, I like the idea of the Players Tribune. I like players with social media. Whether they do it well or whether they take their shirt off and tell me how hard they're working and demand trades and whatever else they might do, I like it. It's good. I think players should have a voice. This was such new territory where it was basically, no, if you don't pay me, I don't give you answers. And he said it out loud. Like, we've never gotten to that point yet.
And the problem is, much like when Ronald Acuna, don't want to get into that again, but when he left the clubhouse, other people, you leave them holding the bag.
Yes.
And it's not fair to them.
Nope. And you're a team that's trying to win. Let me get to the basketball part of it. How much of it did you watch this weekend?
I watched, believe it or not, I watched the entire second half of the Nuggets and the Timberwolves on Saturday.
Which was worth watching.
The boys wanted to watch it, so I was watching it with them.
So,
even though my son a couple of times said, "Dad, it's kind of weird you're hanging out in the front room with us watching the game." I said, "It's kind of weird that you're trying to throw me out of the room that I paid for."
Right. And the food that you have right there on that table in front of you is food I paid for.
So let's see, there's another TV in the other room. Maybe you want to go in there because I'm pretty comfortable on my couch.
Yeah. Oh, is it the coffin couch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dad, it's weird. Oh, is it? Well, it's going to stay weird then. Anyway, I answered your question.
Anthony Edwards, did you hear what Jamal Crawford said? I don't want to say it, but you got a guy who plays offense and defense, and you got a guy who's got a fall-away jumper, and you got a guy who seems to not have a problem with the size of the moment. He's 22 years old. He's doing things that 22-year-olds don't do in the playoffs. What Jamal Crawford was hinting at is he didn't want to say Michael Jordan's name out loud, but Michael Jordan's name came up at the end of that game. Is this guy the heir apparent to being the guy who want now?
The NBA rescinded that technical, the taunting technical that they called on him as well. It was ridiculous that they called that to begin with, and rightfully so they did that.
Are you amazed at how quickly they went to the MJ thing? Now, I'll tell you this. He's got dog in him. I mean, he looks like he... And you can be a star in Minnesota. The difference is going to be Chicago versus Minnesota. But that's where he's playing. That's who drafted him. He's a hell of a player. He had two back-to-back 40-point games as a 22-year-old in a closeout and on the road against the defending champions.
And they
that
have
doesn't
won
happen.
O-Series League. Game two of that series is tonight. You've also got the Pacers Knicks. And the Knicks starting their series tonight. Contrast of style, right? The Knicks want to slow everything down. The Pacers, they never want to slow anything down. Doesn't matter if they're up 20, down 20, they're going to be running up and down the court.
Knicks fans, that is so much analysis for Knicks fans. Like, Knicks fans don't care about any of that.
No.
They want to yell and scream. They want to yell and scream at people.
Yeah.
Their own people, other guys.
Also, the Cavs, they move on to face the Celtics in the second round. First series win in the postseason without LeBron James since they beat the Nets, the New Jersey Nets, in the opening round of the playoffs in 1993.
So is this the door? He now believes enough to say, I'll go back to Cleveland.
I'm telling you, it's all laying out, is it not? I'm going to go back home. Bronny's going to come with me. We're going back to our roots, playing for a good team, and I'm going to try to lead him to the promised land one more time.
And we'll do a bicycle drive at the Christmas holiday.
Because don't forget, when he went back to Cleveland the first time, nobody thought he was going to go back. He didn't say anything about it. Everybody was assuming every place else, and he did it out of nowhere. I'm telling you, he's going to do it again.
But he's got to be doing it soon. You're talking about this year?
Yeah, he's going to opt out of his deal, and he's going to go back.
Okay. What number does Cleveland pick?
Doesn't matter.
No, yeah, it does, because they got to get to Bronny before somebody else does.
I don't think anybody.
Bronny James. What are you talking about? If you win the LeBron sweepstakes, don't you take Bronny James? I asked you that. You even admit it. If I won the LeBron sweepstakes for 2 years of this, whatever it is, and by the way, here's the other problem I'm going to have. How much money is he going to want? Like, if you really want to go back to Cleveland, why don't you do this? I love what you guys are doing here. I'm not going to be the reason you can't buy more players. I'm not going to charge $55 million to be here. He could. I'm not telling you he couldn't. But maybe he shouldn't if you're going to go back to Cleveland. What if you drafted fourth and you took Bronny James? Just thinking, well, LeBron's going to come play for us. Where else is he going to go play? We'll cut his ass so quick, that kid will be out of the league.
I mean, it's a dangerous game to play if you're a team that is not connected to LeBron in any way, shape, or form. And if you're fourth overall, you're a bad team.
Ask me what I call that. Holding a guy hostage. That's a hostage move. They're going to put a USA Today under Bronny's under his chin.
I'm telling you.
And they're going to prove that he's here.
Now, they advance for the first time without him. Donovan Mitchell goes crazy. 50-39 the last
I've enjoyed the NBA playoffs this year.
It's going to be his new Kyrie.
Oh, is it,
It's going to be his new Kyrie.
How long before they don't get along?
Well, I mean, if you look at LeBron James' history, it won't take all that long.
What about Luka? What are you thinking about Dallas?
And there's talk he could go there and join forces with Kyrie again. Who's to say? And the Dallas Mavericks, they move on as well. The Braves have been in this position before. We will prove it to you next as we come to you from the site of the Atlanta Braves Foundation Charity Golf Classic, the Atlanta Athletic Club. It's Cellini, it's Domino, it's the flagship for Braves baseball, the Fan, 680-93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.